Previously on Family.
What did he say?
He proposed.
I'm going to get some stuff that I need for the kitchen. I meant you'll never get a second wife, right?
Jazakallah for giving me a chance. I'm gonna apply right now.
Well, if that's the game you want to play, old lady.
What's this rubbish? Careful what our sister's feeling.
Wait.
Ya Allah. Where is she? What happened to her?
برأ الحياة وكون العالم ولحكمة قد أوجد الأشياء جعل خليفة في الدنا آدم من ضلعه أهدى
feels the beads of perspiration running down his forehead. It's not particularly hot, but he's been walking for what seems like hours and he still hasn't seen any sign of Hawa. He finally enters the Bengali shop again and decides to ask if Hawa had ever been there at all.
Assalamu alaikum, bhai. Tell me, did you see an auntie here this morning? She had on a red scarf and is about my age.
The shop attendant thinks for a minute and then informs Adam that he did in fact see such a lady, but she had left a while ago with her purchases. Adam thanks him and makes his way back to his apartment, lost in worry.
Hawa, where are you? I hope you're safe. Ya Allah, please keep her safe.
Adam walks up the stairs to their apartment door, his mind racing with all the horror stories he ever heard about hijackings that occur in this city. He's close to tears when he reaches his front door. He puts his hand into his pocket to take out his key.
Inna lillahi, I left without my key.
Adam knocks at the door, waiting for Hamza to open. After knocking thrice, he looks at his watch and realizes that he'd been out for longer than an hour, and Hamza must have left already.
This thoughtless boy, couldn't he at least wait until I got back? He must have seen I didn't take my keys.
Tell us, Adia, when were you going to tell us about your devious plan to get a second wife?
Nadim, listen, there's nothing devious about having a second wife. I mean, it's part of the...
Adil's sentence remains incomplete. Junaid levels an unexpected punch at Adil.
Ow! What was that for?
If you want sunnah in your life, start with using maswak and feeding the orphans, man. Not with fulfilling your own disgusting desires. What's wrong with you?
Safia rushes into the room, wondering what's the commotion about, just as Junaid says.
Did you even have the decency to ask my sister what she thinks of having a co-wife, huh?
Safia stops in her tracks, and all the color drains from her face.
Adil, what's going on?
Adil doesn't meet her eye, and her voice begins to crack.
Why? Why are you holding Adil like that? Adil, what's going on? Please tell me what's going on. Who is my co-wife?
Nadim rushes to his sister, who looks like she's about to collapse in grief, and guides her towards the couch. He makes sure she's seated and gets her a glass of water before saying,
Adil's got a second wife.
What?
No, Sufs. No, I don't have a second wife. I promise. I haven't made nikah yet.
Yet?
Sufs, I'm sorry. I...
You're sorry? Are you kidding me? You think sorry solves everything?
Bro, calm down. Let him talk. What were you saying, Adil?
Safia, I'm really, really sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you at all. I promise. I'm only still married to you, but...
But?
But I proposed to Nadira.
And you couldn't even tell me, Adil. You couldn't even tell me.
I was going to, but your brothers did before I could.
Listen, Adil, let's just get one thing straight right now. If you still insist on marrying Nadira, I take my sister away with me right now, and you forget you even have her as a wife. My sister doesn't deserve to be one of many. She's 1 in 7 billion. You got it? So... The choice is yours, Adil. All yours.
Bye. Adil, Bye is right. If you want to marry Nadira, I'm not going to force you to still be with me. I'd rather leave.
Adil runs his hands through his hair, then says,
Please, please, please don't leave, Subs. I still love you. I just felt sorry for Nadira.
Adil, the choice is yours. But know one thing. Once you've made your choice, there's no going back on it. Do you really want to terminate your nikah with Sophia? Think about it carefully.
What's there to think about, Nadim? Obviously not. I never wanted to lose her.
Well, then keep this on record, Adil. If you put one more toenail out of line, you will lose her for good.
Surfs, just come home with me.
Hey, I'll be okay. I just need time to...
While Sophia explains that she'd rather have some time to herself at first, Junaid's phone begins ringing. He doesn't recognize the number.
Hello? Pa?
Zibai, listen. I'm phoning from my neighbor's phone. I'm locked out of my flat, and your ma is missing.
What, Pa? How? What does Pa mean? Where's Hamza?
I'll explain when you get here. Please come here immediately.
Junaid shoves his phone into his pocket. Nadim and Sophia look at him inquiringly.
Ma and Pa are having a crisis. I have to go.
Will you be okay, bro? I have an urgent meeting to go to now, and I can't cancel, so...
Go to your meeting. I'll take care of it. Relax. Surfs, I'm leaving you here, but you can take your car and go home to my house if you need to. Or then I'll come fetch you later.
Jazakallah, but I think I'll be okay. Boy, just please let me know what's going on with Ma and Pa. I can come over to help you a little later.
Okay, I'll do that. But you don't worry about them too much, sirs. Take care of yourself.
Junaid and Nadim give their sister a hug and hurriedly leave. Adil is left staring at his heartbroken wife.
Sophia, I'm really, really sorry.
Hawa stands frozen. She looks around her in confusion. She doesn't recognize the buildings around her, and Adam isn't anywhere to be seen. Tears roll down her cheeks as she tries to remember how she got here. She tries to find a familiar face, but there's no one to help her.
Ya Allah, how did I get here?
She watches in shock as a car comes speeding towards her, wondering if it's her final moment.
Stop! Please, stop!
Hawa closes her eyes knowing that she won't be able to move in time.
You didn't come?
Oh, shucks. I completely forgot. I'm so sorry, Fari.
You forgot? What kind of a father forgets his daughter when she needs him most? That's pathetic, Junaid.
Fari, please listen to me. Ma is...
Ma. Save it. Save it for the horse marines. I don't want to hear anything anymore.
Ish, can things get any worse?
Hawa keeps her eyes tightly shut, waiting to feel the impact. The car swerves and misses her by inches. The driver yells out at her angrily. She slowly opens her eyes to see a young man trying to get her attention.
Yeah, can't you see where you go?
Ma, can I help Ma cross the road?
Hawa nods yes and follows him slowly as he leads her to the pavement.
Ma, is Ma okay?
I think I got lost.
Would Ma like me to phone a family member for Ma?
Gee, please.
Okay, please may I have the name and telephone number?
Hawa gives the man a blank stare as she struggles to remember her telephone number. She shakes her head slowly.
I can't seem to remember their phone numbers.
It's okay, Ma. Don't worry. I think Ma is just shocked. Here, please have some sugar water.
The kind man hands Hawa a glass of sugar water to drink and waits for her to take a few sips before asking.
Can Ma remember their names?
My husband is Adam Veli.
I don't know Ma's husband. But is Ma related to Nadim? Nadim Veli?
Nadim! Yes, that's my son!
Alhamdulillah. Nadim is also my accountant, Ma. Let me phone him for you.
Okay?
Jazakallah, beta.
Nadim is furious when his cell phone refuses to stop ringing. Seeing that it's another client, he switches it off. He only returns the call during his 10-minute break.
Salams, Mr. Mayit.
Wa alaikum salam, Nadim.
My apologies for not taking your call earlier. I was in a meeting.
That's okay. I'm sorry for disturbing you, Nadim. I found your mommy outside my shop a little earlier, and she was looking terribly lost.
My mother? Are you sure, Mr. Mike? How did she get there?
Well, she said she came walking, but she can't seem to remember her address. If you give me her address, I can drop her off at home for you, Nadim.
Jazakallah, Mr. Mike. But I'll be there to fetch her myself. Just give me a few minutes, please.
No problem, Nadim. Take your time.
Nadim instructs his secretary to cancel these meetings for the rest of the day and then phones Junaid on his way out of the office.
Salam.
Well, salams, bro. Why didn't you tell me Ma was missing?
You were busy. And I told you I'll take care of it.
So did you find Ma?
No, not yet.
Well, I did. I'm on my way to fetch her now. I'll bring her straight to the apartment and I'll see you there, okay?
Farida tries her best to hide her anger at Junaid from Zahra. The last thing her fragile daughter needs right now is to know that her parents are at loggerheads. They're about to pull into the driveway when Farida notices a stack of boxes blocking the gate.
What in the world? Wait here. Zah, wait, wait.
Farida gets out of the car and carefully approaches the boxes. She looks at a label scrawled onto one of the boxes.
Zahra stuff? I don't believe this.
Farida grits her teeth in frustration and she realizes that Shahid has left all Zahra's belongings on her doorstep.
The audacity? What an insensitive jerk!
As soon as Hawa and Nadim are alone in the car, Hawa looks at her son for sympathy.
My beta, I still don't know what happened to me. It was so scary. I didn't even know where I was. Lucky you came to fetch me. I'm so sorry for troubling you.
No, Ma. Don't be sorry now. It's too late now. You know, I had to leave all my work for you today. Cancel my meetings and come fetch Ma. Couldn't Ma just stay at home? We would have taken Ma out another day.
But Nadim, I didn't know I was going to get lost. I still don't even know how I got to your friend's shop. I was just going to buy a few things for myself because I really needed it and I didn't want to trouble you.
Well, too bad for that, Ma. Because you trouble us more now than you would have if you just let us buy it for you. I don't know why you're so stubborn and impatient.
Hawa remains quiet for the rest of the drive. She didn't expect her son to be so angry at her. Nadim also remains silent and doesn't say a word as they get off the car.
Jazakallah.
Nadim rushes up the stairs into the apartment. Hawa follows, tiredly.
These days, if only I could have some help.
Nadim waits till his mother also enters the apartment and sees Junaid waiting with Adam.
Oh, Hawa. Alhamdulillah. I'm so happy to see you. Are you okay?
Gee, Alhamdulillah, Adam.
Where were you, Ma? What happened?
Oh, Junaid, you also here. So nice to see you.
Yeah, Ma. Even Junaid is here because you got all of us worried for nothing.
I'm sorry, my sons.
No, Ma. Why do you have to be always so stubborn? We have so much to deal with already and Ma and Pa still don't make it easier for us. We have jobs to do, we have families to see. We don't have time for all this, Ma. We really don't. Do you know how crazy our day has been today?
Hawa remains silent as Junaid continues ranting.
First we had to deal with Adil's nonsense of wanting to get the second wife. Then we had to deal with all this other stuff. We told Ma that the city is busy and dangerous. But still, Ma, you still go out on your own. I don't know how Ma expects us to manage anymore. I just can't understand.
Safiya!
Please, Ma, don't cry now. What Junaid is saying is true. We don't want to hurt Ma, but how much must we also see to? We're also humans. Besides, we're telling you not to go anywhere for your own good. You saw what happened today, isn't it? Please, Ma, don't let it happen again.
I'm sorry, my sons.
I'm going to lie down.
Ma, please.
Hawa turns away and quietly goes into her room. Adam gives his sons a disappointing look.
Zakallah for coming to help me, but your mother is exhausted now. You may leave.
Both Junaid and Nadim recognize Adam's stern tone and takes the hints. Just as they're walking out, they bump into a cheerful Hamza.
Salams, brothers. Nice to see you guys around.
Get out of my way, Hamza.
Jeez. What did I do? Are you still asking? How could you let Ma go out alone? Let's see. I'm with Ma almost all the time. So I do more than my fair share, right? If anyone should be feeling bad, it's you, Junaid. What do you two even do for Ma?
Listen here, Lighty. Listen to what I'm telling you. It's because you can't take any responsibility that you have to always clean up your filthy messes. How could you be so selfish, Hamza, and lock Ma and Pa out of the flat? What were you thinking? Didn't you even care that Ma was missing for so long?
Well, if Ma was missing, she wouldn't have come home at all, would she? Pa was stressing for nothing, and I had plans already.
You know what? Just forget it, Hamza. Talking to you is worse than talking to a brick wall. Nadim, let's go.
Hamza rolls his eyes as his brothers walk away and enters the apartment. Adam and Hawa are nowhere to be seen. Hamza notices their bedroom door is already closed. He assumes they've retired to bed for the night, so he makes his way to his own bedroom. Little does he realize that Hawa is sobbing on Adam's shoulders.
Did you hear what Junaid said about Adil?
Yes.
My poor Safiya.
Don't worry about that now, Hawa. Everything will be okay.
I hope so, Adam, but I don't think so. We become unwanted to leave our children, and they all hate us. You heard Junaid and Nadim? They hate us. They hate me. I feel like coming here was the biggest mistake of my life. I just want to go home. I don't want to be a burden anymore. I really just don't want to be a burden anymore.
Adam tries his best to comfort Hawa, but her words simply express what's in his own heart too.
I don't want to be a burden anymore.
Will Hawa and Adam find the light at the end of the tunnel, or will their last years be filled with sorrow? All you have to do is simply find out in our next episode of Family, a Radio Islam International production and Ramadan special.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear listeners. Yes, you're listening to Radio Islam International. It is episode 9 of the drama series Family, and very interesting, Mawlana Habib. I welcome you first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Today the lesson I want to discuss is the core. It's the message behind the drama series Family. I'm just going to take you quickly through the scenario. Hawa leaves the house, memory loss and things like that. She gets lost. Her son comes and he picks her up, Nadim. And they have this small conversation. And this, I think, if you could summarize what message we're trying to put forward in this drama, it's this, where Hawa, she says she's sorry and, she never realized where she was going and she needed certain things. And then Nadim says, too bad for that, because you trouble us more now than you would have if you just let us bite. I don't know why you have to be so stubborn and impatient. Now, this is what we're basically trying to say. Children, and when we say children, we mean adult children as well. We need to understand elderly parents, where they're coming from, what is their situation, what is their condition. Look at life from their point of view. And this is where perhaps today we are going wrong. If you look at Hawa, the only reason she left the house is because none of her children were there to actually help her or to go buy the groceries for her. Now, we need to look at it from that point of view. And sometimes maybe we are a bit harsh with our parents, especially when they are elderly.
Yes, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. Allah show mercy towards my parents, just as they had showed mercy towards me when I was young, and just as how they had nurtured me. Now, the point of reflection here, Mawlana Yusuf, is that the Quran says, when I was young. Meaning, when a youngster is small, when a youngster is still growing up, he gives a lot of headache, he gives a lot of trouble to his parents. But the parents patiently bear all those difficulties. They don't abandon their child. They don't discard their child. They don't despise their child. They don't see their child as a burden. They still hug their child. They fulfill the needs of their child. And they groom and nurture their child into adulthood. Now, the cycle has turned. Your parents are now reaching so-called teenage age or so-called young age. And they are going to be doing the same things which you did when you were small. Now it's your turn to show the patience and to exercise tolerance and to see how you can help them despite the condition, Mona.
Gee, very interesting points there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. It's important that we understand this throughout the drama series, even though there's various other aspects that come into play. But the main message here for family, I would say, is that the importance of respecting one's parents or understanding one's parents even, or rather especially, in their old age. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.